This is St. Louis Public Radio. By most estimates, fewer than 1 in 3 American adults has had an advanced directive. That's a legal document that lays out your wishes for medical care at the end of your life. But interest in them is growing, and a national advocacy group is offering a training in St. Louis tomorrow. As St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin reports, making these decisions early on can help make the end of a person's life just a bit easier for them and their family.
When she coaches people on how to talk about death and dying, Adrienne Holden says she tries to cut through the emotions to help them see the situation with a clear head.
I use the word respect, and I use the word wishes, and I use the words like honor, and that seems to help.
Holden is a care transitions coach in St. Louis. That means she helps families answer questions like, who should make a medical decision if you cannot? At what point do you want to stop treatment? Where do you want to be when you die?
You know, sometimes if you just have that dialogue, it prevents people from having guilt. Did I make the right choice? Did I make the right decision? You know, I hope I didn't do something too soon, or did I do it too late? You know, that's a lot.
Recently, Holden had the conversation with her own mother, Pearl Holden.
I think it was important for my child and my daughter-in-law and them to know my wishes, to keep the burden off of them and to know that it's all right. It's all right, and it's all right for you all to have your moments of grief, but yet still life goes on.
Pearl says she wants to be cremated, with her ashes scattered in a public park that she loves. That, Adrienne says, was a huge surprise.
I know my mother is very poised, well-spoken, well-dressed, and you would think she would want her last hurrah to be seen and all dressed up, and no, total opposite of what I thought.
Pearl is 71 years old and in excellent health. She spent her career building parts for airplane wings, raised 2 children with her husband Marvin, and retired to Florissant.
So did you want to slice the cake? I just baked the cake this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Pearl says she decided she needed an advance directive after her son died from complications due to sickle cell anemia 5 years ago. Pearl says she thinks death is a conversation more people should have.
I think they fear if they talk about it, it's going to happen. But if you don't talk about it, it's still going to happen, you know, because that's just it.
Another reason to have this conversation early on is so decisions for end-of-life care aren't made here in a hospital. Dr. Maria Danz is a palliative physician who works in an intensive care unit at Barnes Jewish Hospital.
I can tell you, most folks who are sick enough to be in the ICU, it's usually dicey as to whether or not they're even going to be able to leave the hospital. So the answers to those questions, where do you want to be, how do you want to spend your time, who do you want to spend it with, may be a little bit moot at that point.
Dan cites a recent study that asked terminal patients and their caregivers to rank what they thought were most important to the patient as they reached the end of their life.
The caregivers thought, well, you know, what's going to be most important to this person is more time and less pain and suffering. And the patients actually ranked clarity of mind and not being a burden. Basically setting oneself right with God or with your family or whatnot, much higher than they did physical pain and suffering or even more time.
Dan says that if this study tells her anything, it's that sometimes we can be wrong about what our loved ones want. So even though it's a hard conversation, it's probably a good one to have. I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.